Blog Talk Radio.
Saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, yes.
Chris, wait!
Thank you.
do we give ourselves away? From the emptiness remains. Was there a reason you came and changed my life? 'Cause it won't change back. I'm trying to forget, but I can't act as if
my way, yeah. Give me good feels, make me believe, increase my faith. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, but I keep halting right on the pedal. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Did VIP, and this is the Love Zone. I am accompanied tonight by my diva, the sensual La Perla Negra. Hey, what's up, diva? How are you tonight?
Hey, diva, I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm here, and it's a good day. It's a good day, no matter what. So,
what's that poet laureate say? Any day above ground is a good day.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, this program tonight is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine on. Stevie, you got yours on?
Oh, I definitely got mine on. Yes.
That's what's up. Shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. We thank you, sir. Without you, there's no us. So, Diva, this topic tonight, at first I was like, ah, it's trivial. And then all of a sudden it went boom, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. And the topic tonight, everyone, is do you have any regrets in life? So, now I'm going to tell you something. At first I was like, no. Then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. But Diva, what do you think? Do you have any regrets in your life?
I don't call them regrets. I used to think of it. I used to be regretful until I realize what I learned from them, so I don't consider them regrets anymore. They were lessons, and they actually helped mold me into the goddess that I am today. So no, I don't have no regrets. There's some shit that I would like to go back. Like, I wish I had a time machine and just would like go back and do something. I'd do some people differently, you know. But other than that, no, I don't have any regrets. I just, you know, I learned from certain situations, putting myself in certain situations, being put in certain situations. I learned what I wanted and what I didn't want to be a part of and want in my life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, now.
Yeah.
I like that
you
answer. Okay. My thing is, at first I thought the same thing. I really did. There's just life lessons, like lessons learned. And then I asked my mother, and she said, if you don't have any regrets, you really haven't lived. And I'm like, well, what you mean? And I think she means the same thing that we're talking about right now, like the life lessons. But, you know, there's some ish that we've all done in our lives that we're not proud of and that we really do regret doing. So, and my thought was, as long as you don't do them again, then lesson learned. And it can be a regret. I mean, you all said and did some things, and I could say I did. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I could. So, my diva, how about we start this off tonight?
All right. Give me 1 second. All right. This is something I just did, I think, about an hour or so ago. Kind of tweaked a little bit, too. But I call this my exhale. Words do the most damage. Thank you. Words do the most damage like poisonous darts. First they surprise you, then the pain, then they destroy what's inside of you. Some slower than others. So I would rather be left at a loss for words rather than kill what's been given life. And although some love toxic love, you can't love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces. My loyalty is unwavering, and my patience was kind because I wanted all of it with you. But your arrogance after a no-show, my world didn't revolve. My naivete hadn't left me completely blind, because I'm a soldier. So I stayed until you dropped the bomb. I loved you totally and freely, but you just couldn't see me. And over that, I lost sleep. And though sometimes tears will speak when your mouth can't explain what your broken heart is trying to say, I have no tears left to cry. And I've gone numb again after screaming at the sky to just fix it. You used to be my oasis, clearing through the chaos. My reasoning I'd find when trying to make sense in a world of confusion. But the serene water I saw in you became polluted with toxins from your damaged soul and got too deep for me to breathe. I was so lost in you, I was drowning in my own sorrows. I love you from afar now, just to keep my head above water. And that's that piece.
Ava, let me tell you something. This was dope. And you know the line I'm going to say, because it really got me, you know, with this line here, but the serene water I saw in you became polluted with toxins from your damaged soul and got too deep for me to breathe. My God, that line right there. Because you know what? You could see so much in someone, and then all of a sudden it's you know, you become disillusioned by them. And then it gets all murky and you really just, it's pollution. You can't see. You can't breathe. You can't think. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you thought it was so clear. You thought it was so good. Oh, my goodness. I love that piece, Steve. I really did. Wow.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you appreciate that. Now, mm-hmm. I am definitely, and I know the callers and the listeners would love to hear what you brought to listen for us to listen to. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This, too, is New Ink. I just finished this, like, right before the show started. It's untitled. My mother said, if you have no regrets at all, you haven't lived. I thought I had none. I truly believe regrets were life lessons. Then as I sat in my chair to contemplate this, I became sad. There were so many regrets of things said with malice, actions done with no regard for no one else at that time. The guilt that I thought would happen didn't. The unintentional hurt I caused, intentional hurts towards me, regrets. I was in love once, but I repeated a mistake twice with someone I wasn't in love with. But I cared. I stayed too long when I should have left. As more regrets came to mind, I had to pause. I did the best I could with what I had. I wasn't a bad person. In fact, many who know me say I'm a sweet spirit. I'm a nurturer. I love love. Deep down inside, I believe I live for it. Perhaps the biggest regret I have lies in me. I didn't take care of myself. Now I'm ready to get me back to love me again. Then the last regret is that no one loved me enough to get to know me, to do the work. Because love takes time to develop a real relationship, to really love. And in my case, the last past 10 years. I have no time for tears. Yet regrets made me think a lot about life, decisions, and love, the choices we make. I pray for wisdom daily, but without love, I don't know how much more I can take. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. That last line was everything. And also that line in there that says, I stayed too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through, I was in a relationship like that. It was like an on and off thing throughout a couple of years. And instead of me saying that we were over, we were done, I'll call them, you know, we're on vacation right now from each other, because I didn't want to face the fact that it could actually be really just done. And I came to the realization it was me keeping that cycle going. It wasn't him. Because if you can continue to receive the good stuff from someone that you were involved with, even though the rest of the relationship may not mean anything, but if you are getting, they keep giving you that good stuff, you're not going to turn them down. I've learned this throughout the years with dealing with certain people in my life, with me being the giver and continuing to give, trying to give the best of me. I learned that takers have no limits. So I had to realize, I had to stop and realize it's me that's keeping this going. It's not them, because they're not going to tell me no. They're not going to turn away what's good and what takes care of them, what constantly gives to them. Although I was the one that was constantly saying, you know what, I can't anymore, and walking away, something about that person would pull me back. And as long as they allowed me back in, I was going back in. And then I had to say to myself, you know what, enough is enough. I had enough. That's it. You get no more of me. And you're going to miss me when I'm gone, okay? And it was true. They did. They missed the fuck out of me. But I learned how to not go back anymore and to break that cycle, thing called generational curses. And sometimes we, as the good ones, are the ones that are put here to deal with that, to learn how to break that cycle. And that's what I did. And it made me a better person. It enlightened me. It opened me up to a whole new aspect in life and who I am. And that I'm not going to allow you to use me. I'm not going to allow you to play with me like that anymore. No, you can't play in my sandbox no more. That's it. I love that piece. I have always said that. You cannot play. You ain't allowed my sandbox no more. Nope. Because every time I make a sandcastle or a structure, I build something up, just when I think it's stable, it's good, you step on it or you kick it and you knock it over. You do some fucked up shit to break my heart, bring tears to my eyes. And I got tired of crying. And I'm not numb, but I had gotten to the point where I had closed myself off and I got numb for a minute. But it was necessary for me to do in order to realize where I needed to be in life and what I needed to allow in my life. And that I'm worthy of real love, not some playful shit. You're not going to keep playing with me. You're not going to do that. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I stay cordial, but that's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes. I may even accept your phone call now, but and that's a stretch, trust me. But I just don't allow that in my world anymore. I'm better for it as well, you know, because I used to be mad at myself. I guess I can call that a regret because I was angry at myself. Even to this day, though that was many, many years ago, even to this day, I will, every once in a while, a thought will pop in my head out of nowhere. You know, they say when something pops in your head or somebody pops in your head out of nowhere, they're thinking about you. And I'll say to myself, you know what? I might think about some of the good times that we had together, but then I say, hell to the no. You best not. Don't even think about don't even give in to those thoughts. And it becomes sometimes it becomes a struggle because there are certain people that I still really do care about. And I would like to just have a conversation, but I already know how the conversation going to go. You know, well, you know, let me come pick you up and we can go take a ride, you know, go to the beach, let's go see one of your, let's go to a show, do some of the stuff that you like to do. You know, I ain't forget. Hell no. I didn't want to take that phone call. No, because you're bad. you got bad energy. Get me all caught the hell up again. No. Don't you want to eat your food? No, I'm not hungry. I can turn on I can watch a video on my phone if I want to see a show. No. Leave me alone. Don't call me no more. You know, it's a battle sometimes because it's too easy for me. It's too easy for me to backslide. So, I said, it's a stretch to keep that communication going. You know, the only way I will keep it going is if I am absolutely clear of any feelings. I don't have any kind of, there's no energy generated. But if there's some energy put in, I'll be like, look at that phone or that text, that number, and or that text, and be like, nope. Pull my yarn right back out. I'm like, you must be out your rabbit ass mind. You best not. I'll start talking to the ancestors or something. Spirit. Look, y'all, I'll be calling on the angels. All right, angels of the highest white light, I need your help down here now. I'm trying not to pay no attention to this side of the street. But he's pulling me. You know, pretty much it. But I love that piece. That brought out a lot in me, girl. Sheesh.
Oh, but I love you too, because I thought the exact same way you did.
Like, I was like, I don't have no regrets. Everything I've experienced was a life lesson. People hurt me, they taught me a lesson. People love, so-called love me, they taught me a lesson. You understand what I'm saying? And then,
yeah.
It's like, my mother said, but if you don't have any regrets, you haven't lived. I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, but everybody's done this, they're very sorry for they regret it. I'm thinking, oh, well, okay. But, you know, like I said, as long as I don't do it again, I can still consider that as a life lesson. Because I've backslid a couple of times, and I'm like, never again. And, you know, unless you intend to put a ring in, don't come my way. So, yeah, so we do have policy. So, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, let's bring in our diva from Canada, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, what's up, diva?
Oh, not too much. It's really windy here, and I'm sitting here. I wrote a new love poem and feeling kind of cozy.
Sookie, she's feeling kind of cozy. I got a question, though.
Yes.
You said it's really windy, but is it a cool wind or is it a warm wind? Is it a
it was quite mild today, and our weather is a little bit whack because one day it's freezing and the next day it's like spring. So, but today was really nice. It was sunny, and I can look out the window and see the water and the ice flows, and I just love it. So it's all good.
I'm a little envious of that. Did I have to tell you that?
And I don't blame you because I really and truly, I can feel like horrible, the worst I've ever felt, and look out the window and see that water, and it heals me in a lot of ways, you know, it comforts me.
Very, very healing. Man, that's a blessing to live near there and just be able to look out there and just to hear it, to smell it, all of that. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Got to have a party up here, girls.
I'm going to get my ass to Canada one day. I might not come back over here.
You might not. Home. I got a room. We can have a big sleepover, and
look. I got stories for days for you, honey. I'm trying to tell
you.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Well, Lady A, if you heard the topic tonight, we would like to know, do you have any regrets in your life?
I believe that everything that happens to us leads us to where we are today. I really do believe that. Do I have regrets along the way? Would I have done things differently and still come out the same person that I am right now? Yeah, I probably would. I would have been a better student when I was younger. I wouldn't have gotten pregnant when I was younger, a teenager. I put my life on hold, and that's okay. It was the way it was supposed to be. It was the hand that I was dealt, and I did well with it. My dream of being a nurse came later on in life, but I still was able to dedicate 20 years to it. And I think my biggest regret, if I could say it's a regret, I don't regret being divorced, but I do regret how it affected my kids. I really regret that. But that's about it for me. I mean, we are who we are, our journey. I don't know what it's about half the time, but it takes us to where we are today. And, you know, I have a friend of mine who, she has two little kids, 2 and 4, and they're a young couple. She's a nurse, too. And her, 2 days ago, her house caught on fire and burnt to the ground. Her children were with her father, had to have a sleepover at his place, but they were able to get out. They had 3 dogs, they lost 2, but they were able to get out in time. So, you know, when you think about things like that, You got to be thankful mm-hmm. for what you have, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, my heart goes out to them. Oh, send some prayers.
You know,
goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And you know what? The Red Cross was right in there, just right in there. And they
that's
scooped
it.
Them up and put them up in a hotel. And the community is really, you know, it was an outpouring.
Mm-hmm.
I went shopping
mm-hmm.
and got some things for the kids. And, you know, and it's just, it's a feel-good situation in a sense that you can help somebody else. And I think
mm-hmm.
I missed that part of my life as far as being a nurse because I felt like I could do that every
mm-hmm.
single day. But we can do it in different ways. And this was
mm-hmm.
one,
right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
No sense regretting
wonderful.
Stuff, right? We just have to learn by it and try to survive the rest, right?
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning process, this
yeah.
life that we live, this existence on this earthly plane. In this flesh, it's a learning process, and it's about, you know, being able to understand certain things without allowing them to tear us down and destroy us.
Yeah,
it's
because they can.
To continue to learn to love yourself. That is
yeah.
first and foremost, okay, because that's
yeah.
where spirit lies. Okay, a lot of people don't understand that, but that is where God resides in within us, in our hearts, okay? And you have to love yourself. A lot of people don't like themselves. They don't love themselves because they don't know how. They haven't learned what they need to learn yet. So, yeah, I'm not going to take over the show with this what I get into about this because I could go on and on about it forever.
Yeah,
but,
I love talking about that too.
Yes.
But
yes.
I wrote a poem, and it's, you know, I try to, did anybody watch The Outlander at all? Did you guys watch that
bits and
series?
Pieces of it. I like that kind of, those kinds of shows, but it was like I would catch bits and pieces of it, but that is really like my realm. I love that kind of stuff.
There were some scenes in the series. Like I'm kind of binge watching it, so because I haven't seen it before, so I've been watching it for a couple of three weeks now, and there are some scenes in there that I thought, oh my God, the expression of the love they had this couple, and I've written love poems before, and I've always tried to put into words what those emotions are
mm-hmm.
because I can feel them, but sometimes I just can't articulate them, you know, but I can feel it in my skin, you know, like, and
mm-hmm.
so this is called Words of Love.
Mm-hmm. The mic is yours.
Hands like feathers beguile my skin. Lips touch mine, I drown therein. Waves of love billow and roll within my chest, I can't control. Adrenaline rushes. I cannot breathe. Blood flows. I am shaking so. Fire burns from our eyes. Flushed, we dance like lovebirds fly. We are mute. No need for words. He is my muse. He is my world. Fingertips to fingertips. Bolts electric pass one to the other. Smoky, sultry eyes ablaze. My darling one does me amaze. His presence fills my life long pain. No more empty. He is my rain. Each word written this stormy night, each letter placed for his delight, are filled with emotions only we can create. Dearest heart, we are fated. Whatever love means to man, though they count grains of the Sudan, cannot ever express my love. I've tried words written and still to pen could capture love's blood, love's voice and song. Wait for me. Wait for me. Wait for me. Soon I'll come. In peace.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
That's
you're like,
so...
You're taking me away with you. That was like a Calgon taking
okay.
me away poem. That was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was. Oh, my God. And when you said, I'm sorry, Diva, were you finished?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. The line where you said fingertips to fingertips, and just it's like they use the words capturing love to try and capture it is like the ultimate goal, because once you can actually say that you have captured love, it's nothing else need be done. Everything is balanced. Everything is simple. And, you know, simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world, to be able to understand. Oh, God, that piece was just, it was elegant. It was beautiful. It was soothing. I'm somewhere walking along the beach, and I can feel the wind, and I can hear the sounds, and the sky is just, all these beautiful colors and this smells. I'm just there. That was beautiful.
I don't think I could use all of the love poems from the beginning of time and my own emotions, and it still would not express that love that I had.
Wow.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I know sometimes I cry over it, but it was so beautiful. It really and truly was. I'm amazed by it.
We can feel it. Oh, man. I would love to say one day I have a love like that of my own. Because I've loved it, but to you, it's something about that kind of love that you had that still lives within you. And I hope it never dies. I hope it never goes away. I hope you talk about it until your last breath. I hope you still feel it as strong until you can't feel anymore. I
have
that.
A...
See, that's what I want.
No, I don't think everybody gets that. I don't think everybody has had that opportunity. I think it's a rare thing.
Yeah,
I really do. I think it's very rare.
It's probably. Mhm. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it a couple of times. You know, my mom was, you know, in her second go round, you know, my dad treats her like a queen. I call him my dad. You understand what I'm saying? But she's like, this is my great love. 47 years this year. My grandparents had 60 years. That's a lot. And I'm thinking, amazed. So to have that great love in your life, beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, Lee Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Lady Ed. Hey, you got me.
We swooning over here, girl. I was like,
I am too.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
I have a screensaver that I have up, and there's a window, and it's raining, and there's a bit of fog, and there's a candle lit, a single candle, and a book open, and it says, she kept alive in her poetry.
Mm.
And that's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, we're going to send you to the Love Lounge. You are the first in the Love Lounge tonight. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Well, you get the best seat since you're the first one.
Absolutely.
Well, I might not be able to stay the whole show because I didn't sleep last night, so I'll stay as long as I can. But I appreciate it.
Okay. Right. Well,
I appreciate your letting me speak.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
you. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, diva. You know what?
Yes.
Wait 1 minute.
Yes.
I mean, that was amazing. She's truly amazing.
Absolutely.
It's just too swoon-worthy for me. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh.
That was beautiful.
So, yeah, you know, she has that those type of pieces that make you just, you know, like, you know, she could even be wishing that you have it too or whatever it was. This is amazing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well,
I am going to have one. I'm going to have a talk with Spirit again.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, it was something I truly yearned for. Because in a moment of transparency, I could not get past 10 years with both my marriages. Not past 10.
Okay.
I'm like, what is wrong with the number 10?
Mm.
So I was like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know,
it just wasn't right. It wasn't right, and that's okay. Another life lesson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. That is it. Sometimes people are put, we are put in each other's lives to learn from, learn something, to find out something about, not just about life, but about ourselves. So that's just the way I take it, you know.
Yeah.
My marriage flopped, but I held on until he took his last breath because I just, you know, it got to the point where I couldn't see just abandoning him when he was totally down and out, even though I know he would have skedaddled if I had fallen. That's just, you know, I know from doing that that I can be around and I have that kind of, no, I ain't going to get into that, okay, because it brings me down a little bit, but that was a beautiful piece.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So, Diva, I gather it's going to be us again, the Divas of a Sister. So, we could either go, like, stick to it, or we could just jump into open mic. So that's where we're
going
to be tonight,
I guess. We can do some open mic. We can, you know, I can pump some tunes, whatever. It's whatever. I'm down for whatever. I got another piece waiting. I mean, it's your call, Diva. It's your call tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I am so ready for another piece. I love poetry. I just want to be swept away. So you go ahead and spit your piece, Diva.
All right. This is a very, very short piece. But it had an impact on me when I wrote it and I read it. And this is called His Regret. He said he longs for those days of beautiful simplicity, of when he lay next to her, watching the breath of her silhouette change the atmosphere into peace of mind, just the fall of her hair across her shoulder when she turns over. It's his visual therapy. He traces every line of her face as she slumbers comfortably and deep, praying for no disturbance in her, asking the Lord to forgive his candor when he said he'd fight the air around her just for her to continue to sleep. Such a rarity isn't afforded him since he chose money over her. And that's that piece.
Oh, wow. Now, see, there's someone to watch me while I sleep. that's very romantic. I've done that a couple of times to people, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't love for me. It was the intimacy of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to, I guess, just do this quick station ID break, and then we're going to come back
okay.
for music. How about
All
that?
Right.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right. Okay, Diva, how about a song?
All right. I have something for you.
Oh,
Not to sing it because I didn't mute myself. I'm crocheting and I'm trying to find a piece at the same time. I didn't mute myself, but I had to tell myself, you're not muted. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, no. I got a piece. I think it was one sooner than, you know, it hits. You know, that loneliness or that skin hunger hits you, and you're like, oh, Lord, like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. All right, Diva. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, the mic is yours.
Yeah. It keeps coming in the midnight hour, penetrating my mental, making sleep nearly impossible. And that's all I want to do. It feels like I'm on autopilot, going through the motions like it doesn't matter. Time passes like sands of an hourglass, with or without me. But who will come see about me? I need someone to come to my rescue, to comfort me, make my soul relax again after being denied for so long. The physical thrills me. The mental can bring back thought. Touch can calm my inner being to feed the inner torment that no one sees. I don't think I live, I survive. I shake my head at some people in the world because their thoughts aren't altruistic, which results in damage to the psyche. I don't need material things. I need to experience the intangible for revival, for hope. The tangible to feel alive, to gain back my connection with all that's right with the world, to alleviate the disquiet within before the waters of loneliness engulf me until I'm unable to breathe. Someone, please come rescue me. Fill out the lifeline of love to me. Save me. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow, you sent out an SOS at the end. I love it. I do. I love that piece. And I understand now. I look to the stars, and that's where I send my cries to now. I love that. I really, really like that a lot, Diva. Thank you. Wow. Beautiful piece. Yeah.
Let me keep this rolling.
That's a good thing. It's nothing wrong with being transparent. It helps us be more comfortable with ourselves. You know, when we can release like that and be open, we're being more honest with ourselves, because I lie to myself from time to time. You know, but I've learned to stop doing that because I know who I am. You know, As a matter of fact, I don't even lie to myself anymore. I just say it is what it is.
Yep.
But it's being transparent, it's actually like a stress reliever because in today's society, everybody is hidden behind knowledge, okay? Nobody... And it's partially our fault for allowing it to go so far, but at the same time, some of it is necessary because the world is moving the way that it's moving and evolving the way that it is. But there's this thing where
people are so comfortable hiding behind this mask of technology that a lot of them don't even recognize who they really are, and they find it very, very hard to be themselves when it comes down to it. That's why a lot of relationships don't last these days. People don't put years and years in anymore. They want this microwavable shit, and it's supposed to be, you know, this is the way I look for real, and don't try and find out what's hidden behind these walls or this mask, because you might just destroy me. You know, if I let you see the real me, you might just, you know, it might just tear me down. Instead of just learning to accept who they are, what they're about, and leave it at that. Love yourself, man. Look.
Right.
Girl. Yeah.
Yes, I know. We got another caller.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, my
goodness. Yep. Open the mic. See who it is.
I love that. Hey, it's Vina. What's up, Vina?
Oh, awesome. Hey,
good
what's
evening,
up?
Lady.
I need
How
to start calling
tonight?
You, lady. I'm good. I need to start calling you Lady Dynamite. Because, girl, you brought it, okay? You just blew it up. I'm sorry to tell you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I love that piece Ms. VIP just read, too. And I'm just
okay,
over here in my car. And I'm, like, agreeing with, you guys, your sessions are just so therapeutic, honestly.
Oh.
Give me a whole different perspective in a lot of things. From the way you present it with your words to your, you know, when you guys talking in between. But I'm sorry, go on. How are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm. No, it's you. You on the mic. You go ahead and talk, girl.
I can do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's so
cute.
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to how you break down the pieces and really get into everybody. Oh, and the piece that Lady A, right? You guys have been on fire tonight. I'm really loving the show.
Thank you. Girl, speaking of on fire, last night you did a damn thing. Why are you
looking at her? I'm trying to keep up. You guys were dynamite. I was like, I better not touch that mic if I can't keep up. I had to try my best to keep
Girl,
up with
you. Girl, you must be smoking. Oh, no, you left
the
smoking.
That was a great
show.
Thank you.
It was an awesome show. Yes.
That was not bad. I was tired.
Well,
Viva.
Bravo,
the features and everybody, it was really nice.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard the question for tonight, but I'm going to throw it at you. Do you have any regrets in life?
Do I have any regrets? I used to believe that there was never the blessing is in the lesson, so you shouldn't regret things that happened. Is there things that I would like to revisit in my life and maybe give a second chance to, you know, or make a different choice, you know, especially when it comes to people that I care about that's no longer here. It's like I really wish I had a chance to go back and make certain things right, and I'm really trying to make peace with that. And I guess that's where regret is all along. It's the places that you've been that you look back on with sadness, and you haven't really made peace with those things. So yeah, I have a lot of those, and they really have to do with my family, especially the ones that's no longer with me. But yeah, I feel like I when I wrote my book, I dedicated it to, like, all of the women in my family that were buried with their stories, because I feel like they left before they had a chance to speak to the strong, and, you know, and too many of us, too many people, it happened that they leave here with the legacy of all that they were worth still on their tongue, still unwritten and still unspoken, and to me is a big regret. But thank God, in the past year, since I decided I wanted to take poetry more seriously, it's like the universe has come to my aid, and I've met all of you magnificent ladies that make me just want to be a better poet and live in the moment of the words and the experiences that we have. So, yeah, I'm learning to put that to bed as a regret.
Okay. You know, that's the key word. That is the key word, that that's what regret is. You haven't made peace with it. That's all.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, when you're not peaceful, you haven't made peace with something, you're off balance. You haven't learned yet what it is you were supposed to learn from it, and you're holding on to it. And that's all it is. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, I heard someone say that depression is looking back, you know, and worrying, and anxiety is looking towards the future and worrying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that the peace is in the present. Peace is found in the present. So looking
there
back and regretting is something
right.
that you got to make peace with. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So, Diva, are you ready to blaze all night tonight?
I am.
All right. What's up?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
All right. Thank you. All right. Are you happy? They throw flowers at the feet of a woman's grace and stones at the thrones that are her mistakes, questioning not what it takes to submit, but never to supplicate. So are you happy? I mean, we know you're strong. You know how to keep the armor on. You know how to fight for what you want, even shadow boxing when you're all along. But after all the fighting's done, are you even happy, hun? I mean, are you? You, heart rose going purple from bruise with moonlight or ventricles of kill and cure she's capable. You, dutiful showing up with a true a man could set his watch to, all stressed out and mad and cute. Are you happy here? Are you? Are you even asking? You, skin sun-kissed the color of African ochre. You, highlighter of God's canvas and rouge. You, supple, full bush, screaming basso, kiss the world with your magic. Keeper of light force, slayer of dragons, have you checked on you? Are you even happy? Can you be in this place with tension in your chest for everyone's fate? You are the glue that all holds on to. What do you have to hold on to? Is there space left here for you when all is always up to you? And are you happy, I mean? I need you to want to be. I need you to want happiness more than the moment that now exists. I need you to see past all of this like a smoldering phoenix, master of your metaphysics. Your magic is meant for more than just healing those who continue to cut you. Are you happy protecting yourself from his sword and protecting him from the world's just rewards, girl? My clumsy ass just fell. Is it living here in this living hell? I know you're tired, and I know you're strong, and the answer's neither right nor wrong, but for a lifetime that lasts a moment long, ask if how you're what you're spending your magic on is making you happy. Are you? It's left up to you to ask, because you can literally sew your face into a mask, smile, embrace to see how your life turns out. They will throw flowers at the feet of your grace and stone at the thrones of your mistakes with equal vigor. They'll make peace with the war and name you bitter. They throw flowers at the feet of a woman's grace and flowers at her on Mother's Day, maybe Valentine's and holidays, then drive her gray every other day till they're throwing flowers on your grave. Now, I'm not asking you to change how much you give or how you behave. I'm just asking for your sake. Are you happy? And that's that piece.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Thank
gold.
You.
Gold. Are you happy?
Thank you, so much.
You see, if you dropped so many gems in there, I got lost. I couldn't even remember what I wanted to comment on. You spoke about how, you gave a description of your beautiful brown skin.
Yes.
That was just, it was awesome. And it's just saying to yourself, You know, are you happy? Are you like, are you satisfied yet? Are you happy yet?
Right.
When is this going to happen, girl? Wake up, you know?
Yes.
Come on. I love that piece. Yo.
Thank you so
Diva.
Much.
That was dope.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, so
thank
you, my
guys.
Way. What you saying? Are you happy? You had me all my feelings. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I think sometimes when we want to dwell on stuff, I always tell myself, you can look back, just don't stay there. Go look back for 1 second and then come on out of there. Because if you stay,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna fall back into that hole. And, you know, it's like the thing, walking down the street, hey, I tripped and fell in the hole. And I was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, well, dang, I fell into the same hole. Why I keep going in the same
mm-hmm.
hole? And one day, I just fell off the street. You know what I'm saying? So eventually, it will pass. And that's the only thing I comfort myself with. It will pass.
Definitely.
And I'm like, Lord, when? Sometimes I say that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
It's time.
So true.
Time. So
got to hold on to that.
But that's. Mm-hmm. That was a dope piece, though, baby. Woo.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies,
yes.
so much. Thank you for the mic.
Thank you. Oh,
you're welcome.
For blazing it. Yo. That was dope.
We're going to send you to the Love Lounge. Okay. We're going to put you in the cushion table.
Thank you.
Yes.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
I just cannot be. Eva,
you know,
I cannot.
Some of these pieces are eye-openers, I swear. Wow.
She is incredible.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's incredible.
Man. Yes, she
yeah.
is. Yes, she is. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eva, I guess it's bouncing back to you, my dear. You ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Destined. He never knew that he found my heart because he couldn't read me through my eyes or hear the words I didn't say. And I stayed silent. So I spent countless nights of crying in the dark because my soul holds words that I was never able to give life to. I've always known that a broken heart will mend just as long as you allow it the space to do so. A pain is all you will ever know. Even if you do believe you're ready for love again. So this necessary pull away will never change the fact that he is the light that led me to the place where I found my peace. That inevitable hurt pushed me to hope because it taught me how to trust myself again. Though I feel it fading, I know my connection to him will never completely sever because I love him. And no matter where I am in this life, I will always be thankful for this lesson. So there is nothing to forgive. We were always meant to be, but for a different purpose of love. His purpose was to show me how to recognize who I am through the pain in the storm. Mine was to show him real love that won't fail if possible after the storm. My heart has been acclimated through forcedness, but I now understand that you cannot reach enlightenment holding on to ego. So time and age mean nothing because there's always hope. Character is everything, and love is the bird that must fly free. So I leave my heart open because love is and has always give me answer, and that's that piece.
Mm-mm. I think every time I hear this piece, I get something. And something that you say is that there's nothing people give because you love him. And I'm thinking, oh, man, like I feel that. I might feel that way towards someone. And, you know, I figure, well, as of this point, there's nothing to forgive because I like him anyway. Halfway love him, you know what I'm saying? I could feel just something for someone, and then they disappoint me. And, you know, it's okay because I still like you, sorry, you know. But I do believe that, like you said in the beginning of the program, where you won't, they could send you stuff on the phone and do all kinds of stuff, but when you want a conversation, you know exactly what's coming, and you're like, no, I'm okay.
Yep.
I tried.
Yeah.
Not working. So I love that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about another station break, Diva?
Sure.
You know what, Diva? We didn't do the lineup for the upcoming week.
Okay,
so.
I got you. I mean, now, you know what? You do the honors. You do the honors.
I got to figure out whose week it is. Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night is the Get Down, which will be canceled tomorrow, I do believe, and it will be next week.
Mm-hmm.
They ride the YC and Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. On Friday evening will be Express Your Vibe with yours truly, Miss VIP. And on Saturday, I do believe it's Poetic Therapy? Carla Negra and... Or is it band?
I think this is Poetics Week. I'm not sure if he's going to do so or not, but it is this week.
Well, that may or may not. So alternating weeks is Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillip. And keeping him in prayer, him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
absolutely.
And then, right. Then on Sunday evenings is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspirations and Poetic. So then Monday, I do believe is it the Soul Cafe? Hopefully.
Do what you like.
Monday, is Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and Poetic. And on alternating Mondays is the Soul Cafe with author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, Douglas, and La Perla Negra, and Poetic, which is a great show. They have a portion called, was it? Push Your Pen.
Pick Up Your Pen. Pick Up Your Pen.
Your Pen. Oh, yeah. I love
Absolutely.
That segment. It's a great segment. It really, really tests your creativity on just impromptu phrases, and he plays a song, and by the time it's done, you created something. And nine times out of ten, it is amazing with all the great poets. So y'all tune in. On Tuesday is Mojave Show. We just had last week on Tuesday, and that was a dynamic show. I'm telling you,
absolutely.
Last night it was amazing and incredible and all that. So if you missed that, you missed the truth. So then Wednesday, it's right back up in the Love Zone with you and I, La Pearl Negra, and this VIP. So,
right.
So what's that, Diva? I got a piece that was from our show from last week, When Your Heart Hurts and No One's Around.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, I'm anxious. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. When my heart hurts and no one is around, I try to cry and release, but the tears don't fall. I don't make a sound because there's no use in crying over something I can't change. In the deepest part of me, I have to reset my mind, rearrange. Just because love is not here, I can't give up because love or someone left me, disappointed me. It's not in me to fear. I have to pray while I hurt. I can't listen to love songs. Sometimes gospel won't do. See, the damage can't heal itself, so I have to be true only to myself. I had to face what hurt me, go through all the stages of grieving, forgive those who deserted me. I didn't want to block my blessing, being stuck in unforgiveness. Even with people saying how I am, I still acted like nothing's happened. And really, it's no one's business. I had to get over the shame of being naive. It wasn't totally my fault that I had to believe. I had to get over my pride and talk to the sisters in my tribe. They reassured me the hurt wouldn't last. It was all about DNA and transference, about pieces inside of me instead of peace. And someday, it will pass. I slept on it and determined they were right. When I awakened the next day, I got up, showered, got dressed. I was all right. I felt lighter. Even the sky was brighter. And I decided from this day forward, from now on with discernment, love will return to me with no detriment. And that's that piece.
Did you say let go of your pride and talk to the sisters in your tribe?
I'm not a person that normally asks for help. I got to really be hurting to call and say, hey, what do you think about this? Or I'm hurting. I have to tell someone I'm hurting because holding it inside, your mental can really affect your physical. And I had to.
Absolutely.
Because I was getting little headaches here and there, little tension headaches, and a little cluster headaches. You wake up with one, you go to sleep with one, and you're like, oh, this is nothing but stress. Girl, come on. Why? You know, why? And then you finally just break and go, look, I know who to call.
Absolutely. That was very powerful line.
And I appreciate, you know, because you are one, and Black Pearl is another, and I could not thank you two enough. But when I was hurting, y'all got me through something. And, man, ever since then, I've been lighter, and I've been good. I'm so happy about that because I couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake it for the longest time. I just didn't understand. And, you know, some things when you hear them, you're like, that does not exist, please. That's just a myth. But, man, when you really sit and think about that, it's so true. And then you're like, oh, how could I have been so stupid? But, you know, like I said, it wasn't totally my fault, and I know I believe that. So, you know, this was a very true piece and dear to me because of what you and my other sister have done. And y'all have given me so much. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And thank you. Because, girl, you know,
we've had some talks too. You know,
absolutely.
That ear, that shoulder, that look that was non-judgmental, you know, just for you to be here. So it goes both ways, honey. Trust me. So thank you.
Eva. Yes. Hey, look. Anytime. We have another caller, and this is our wordsmith.
All right now. All right.
Hey, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Hi. How you been?
You know what? I started to sing to you. It's been such a long time. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, wait a minute. See, you're going to take me down a new birth. You see how I'm doing this? Because
I love you, baby.
Let me wrap this. Like, come on, man.
Yes. That's their work, though. Yes.
Ladies, how
wrong with
been?
A classic. Good. Yeah. How have you been? It's great to hear from you.
Every day I'm hustling. So that's what's going on with me. But
that's right. Oh, wow. Let me say something. When my son, my youngest, was in elementary school, and we would have it during the winter, because we get some pretty crazy winters here in Philly. But there was one winter where it was really a lot of snow, and I didn't have a vehicle. And he had to walk to school. And not that he really needed me to drive him, but every day he said, when I'm walking through the snow every day, Mom, every day I'm hustling. When you see it, that just brought it to me. Yo.
So it's good to be on the show tonight. I wanted to make time because I saw your topic, and now I'll just wait till you ask the question. But I just wanted to make time for you.
I love that, man. That's what's up. You know, every woman wants to hear that. She wants to hear that because that is one of the main things that we desire is a man's time. You know, so.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for making that time for us.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Is it my turn to ask the question, Diva, or is it your turn?
I do believe it is mine. So, she double 30 for me. Do you have any regrets in life?
I wish I could sound like Chris Tucker and say, not a dang thing. And that's where I'm going to go with, not a dang thing, because I used to have it. But I've learned to let go and let God. That's basically the best thing I can do. That's the only choice I have. Sounds like you're deep in thought on that one.
No, you know what? You're right.
Can't hold on to it. It'll hurt.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it will hurt.
Well, I'm waiting to hear what you got for us because I'm very eager.
I decided to remix something that I wrote about a couple of months ago, and it's based on my imagination, but I know people can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Exodus Is Yours, Love. I see your bags are packed and stacked at the door. Who am I to hold you back from leaving if you can't stand me? Ever since the genesis of our relationship, you pretended to care. It's like you were throwing it all the way against all odds, so I guessed I missed again. I received the papers as you tried to sue me while I was in the studio. I'm sitting there thinking there must be some misunderstanding as I was in a land of confusion, but tonight, I'm drunk on Michelob because I can't dance. So I called the cab driver to take me home because I felt it in the air tonight that this would be the end. I used to beg from the heavens to the planet Murgatroyd for a chance to snaggle your puss. Now you want to exit stage right. Well, I think you should. I won't be your pharaoh holding you hostage because that's not fair to you. Exodus is yours, so I'll be Moses through osmosis and give you closure to let you and your people go. I don't care about the numbers of times you've done wrong to me. You were due to run from me, so let it be written, we are done, so leave. I'd part the Red Sea to let you make your escape. Exodus is yours, so be gone and stay the hell away. I'll drink this champagne and abort this campaign through this damn pain while you drink Chardonnay, accepting no responsibility, and you find it hard to say sorry because you want to be called a goddess. Well, I'm tired of this. So we might as well quit this nonsense. I remember a line sung by Angela Winbush. While I say be gone and you are dismissed, the sun can rise and set. With no regrets, I can forget all about my blues. So forget you. That's that piece.
Well, had me ready to sing. I was singing a song.
Okay.
The sun can rise and set. No regrets. That's my shit. I can forget all of that is my shit.
My blues.
Ooh, yes. Oh, man. Life can take direction now. Woo! Child, please, that is one of my jail. I don't care. Look, I can't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room, but I will sing that song, okay? And the piece was dope, as always. You always come through. I love your wordplay, man. And you always... you know what? I got to learn how to do that, how to incorporate the titles of the songs and the lines of the songs and not just songs. You just sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the old joints, like That's My Mama and What's Happening, all that stuff. You incorporate all that into your pieces, man. Yes. And I'm like, how did he do that? I need some tutoring.
I think of these things, and that's the whole point. So you caught all the song references in there, I take it.
Look, I usually do because I look for them. I look for hearing them because I know you want to put something in there. And then it has me singing whatever song it is or taking me back to whatever show it is that you name. Yes. So, but, man, Angela Winbush, Renee and Angela, oh, my God. Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Lord.
You miss me playing with you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Man. I do.
Wow.
Dope piece, though.
Thank you.
It's really good hearing from you again. Man, that's what's up.
I'll try not to be a stranger. Send me to where you're going to send me. Just not to do this.
No.
And definitely don't send me on. Please, don't send me on The Price is Right either, please.
Okay. You don't want to come on down?
Huh? No, this ain't SWV. No.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic
to the both of you ladies.
All
I almost started singing in the air. I'm like, wait a minute now. Phil Collins, all right now. You know,
okay. That right there, that song right there, out of all, okay, now, you know, Phil Collins started out in a group called Genesis, right?
Genesis,
And then he branched off into his own. And that one particular song, aside from Mama, I really, really like Mama. That one particular song, I live to hear. It will never, ever get tired. I think that's one of the songs that will last the test of time, literally, because it's just that good. And the drum solo, the build up to the drum solo.
Yeah.
Man, please.
I like Against All Odds. Against All Odds is one of my favorites as well.
Oh, man.
But Diva,
that's what's up.
Our poet, our poet Lonnie is here.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Quickly. Last night. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, hello, J-Rob. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey.
Well, hello, ladies.
How are you doing?
I'm on the Love Zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it easy because, you know, I tend to, like, go extra when I'm on the Love Zone.
Go extra. Go ahead.
Oh, well, she's still talking about you from last night, J-Rob. How you blazed.
I didn't do nothing.
And had everybody feeling a certain type of way.
I was doing Kegels. I couldn't sit still. I'm trying to tell
you. I didn't do nothing.
I was looking around my own bedroom, and I know damn well ain't nobody in here. But I was looking like, shit.
That first piece was called Black Man's Grief.
That was right there. Yes, that one. I mean, I was trying to pick up pieces of my heart, but that last piece you did, that one right there had me doing Kegels and looking around my room and like sliding my hand down my shirt. I had to check myself because I was busy.
Lord, that's what I said. She was like, Lord.
Yes. I'm glad I got all right. How you doing?
I'm on the Love Zone.
Right.
I'm good. So I keep telling people it's the Love Zone. I'm on the Love Zone. But no, I ain't giving it no emphasis. I'm just in the Love Zone. It's all good.
All right,
it's all good.
And I like being here.
And right. When it's all good, it's all right.
Yes, indeed. Man.
What's the question for the evening? Because I could talk to y'all for hours and never do my piece, and that'll be wrong. And y'all got people waiting, so.
No, it's all good. You got time, love. Do you have any regrets? And what?
Oh, regrets. Oh, my God. If I find a genie, I'll be like, yo, take me back to 1986.
Wow. 87.
Because I got a whole list of people that I can catch up to and be like, John, don't say hello to her. Keep it moving. No.
You was a youngin' then.
No. We started 1985 and work our way up to 2019. No. Some brothers will shake your hand and I'll put my arms around and be like, yo, you think that dude is cool? You're like, yeah, John, he's cool. And that brother's not good for you. I'll show you what he's about to do to you, but you need to know now. Be that dude alone.
I hear that.
Don't take certain jobs. Don't speak to certain people. Don't fall in love. Get a dog.
Uh-oh.
Get a dog and some fish.
Oh,
get a dog and some fish. Because when I was a kid, I used to love being at my babysitter house and just stare at her fish because she had all these fish in this giant fish tank. I like, it's the coolest shit on earth. Fish don't bother nobody. Just float on water. And it's all good. Dogs are loyal. Dogs are always happy when you come home like they'd never seen you before.
Always.
Like, where you been?
Always. Where you been? Don't you know I've been looking for you all day? All day. Come on over here and pet me. Matter of fact, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to you.
My dog is like, who's the good person? Who's the good person? I'm like, me. Who misses the doggy? Who misses the doggy? Me.
Crazy. I have a message for you.
A message for me?
Yes, from
me?
Back channel. People,
oh,
we
me?
Know you. We know you.
That's what I'm saying.
Lady A said, hello. How you doing?
Well, hello, and how you doing? D-E-W-I-N, how you doing? Oh, my goodness. That's a New York thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, say like we say back up in the Bronx. You're like, hey, girl, how you doing? You good? A what?
Mm.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh,
you good? You good? That's what's up. I'm glad you're good. You can make it better, but I'm glad you're good.
You keep talking like that here.
That's just the Bronx in me. Don't take that. That's just the Bronx in me. I'm straight talking shit. That's just the Bronx in me.
You're a smooth motherfucker. Mm. Okay.
But regrets? Man, I looked at pictures of me and my ex-girlfriend a couple of days ago, and I was like, all I had to do was keep it moving. I didn't have to say hi. She could have just said, I was digging your poetry, and I was like, hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. Oh, wow, look at the door. I got to go through it. But no. I decided to be like, so how you doing? Are you good? What your name is? No, don't drink that. Let me buy you something fresh. And ask this woman for her phone number. And the next thing you know, she is, you know, performing open heart surgery and breaking mine. And I was like, I thought you liked me. She was like, I never liked you. I just needed to practice surgery.
Oh,
and your heart seemed like a good place to start.
Oh, damn.
It's okay. Matter of fact, that's a piece I should write.
Hey. So,
it's all good.
Oh, Lord.
What? I'm what?
All right, Nothing. I'm trying to keep myself together because...
Say what you was going to say.
I'm the devil right now. I'm on demon time.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I want to hear what you did last night. You know, I know you brought something. I don't know what you brought tonight, but...
I don't even remember the piece I did last night, except for the Black Man's Grief.
Oh, my God. What's the name of that?
I think I wrote a piece called What Your Kisses Taste Like, something like that.
Yes, that's it right there. That's
Got mercy.
I got something. Yo, want to hear what I did last night again?
No, we don't have to. What you got tonight? What you got tonight? What you got?
I got something way different.
You do?
Oh.
And I got music.
Oh, shit. Bring it on. Yeah.
Cool.
The mic is yours. Yeah.
I look at you, and I need something from you. But I just can't find the words to find and fit this emotion. I'm sorry. That didn't sound right. That sounded like I was cheating. Please let's start this from the beginning. Cool.
Okay.
we're going to start this from scratch. That was cheating, and I'm sorry. Y'all don't deserve that. Now I'm sounding like my cousin. But this is the deal. I look at you, and I need to find something from you that I just can't find anywhere else and find the words to fit this emotion. You never knew from the moment that I said hello to you that I've admired you, and even though I see you from so far away with my poetic binoculars, you don't seem that far away. But the words? I've written words to you in cloud formations that my vocals could never share. How dare I view such a beautiful piece of woman, and in my humble submission, unassuming that you were everything that my visual dream come true thought of, but I do see you. I see you as something different, something beyond reach, something beyond touch, something beyond reproach, past anything that I've ever witnessed, hence why I'm scared to make eye contact with you. And as a matter of fact, when I do view you, even my goosebumps spell, oh my God, in Braille, and whisper to me how magnificent you are to thine own eyes. Ooh, I just wish that I could tell William Shakespeare and Langston Hughes to write about you so that they could help me scribe properly, dissect the proper visceral verbals of complimentary beatitious views to encompass the aurora that I see around you while murmuring more balladry to you that you may never hear again, as every single word is etched in your essence like long lost spirits that haunt homes of lost loves. And yet I fear that you may never hear anything that I may write, because it's that time that it has me trapped in its web. So much so that even as I gaze upon you in person, in pictures, and other means of viewership, and wish that there was some sort of magic potion that I could conjure up and consume just to make sure that my dreams of you are never-ending, beautiful sights of forever that would even make tomorrow jealous, because I couldn't begin to explain in any language that I've known all this time what someone else didn't. Because at the end, it's not that you would want to be anything else. I don't want to ask you for a dance. I don't want to ask you for a date. I don't want to ask you to be anything more than this. But what I need is for you to be my poetry. And then I could die in peace. And I could read all of these pieces that I wrote about you to the angels and make them jealous that they weren't here to hear it the first time. I just want you to be my poetry. Is that all right? I'll holler back later. Peace.
Wow. Oh, duck, John, duck. I need you to duck. You got a duck. You down? You get down? Did you,
on
you
the
get
floor?
Out the way? All them panties flying at you.
Oh, would you?
I'm trying to tell you. Yo.
Last two problems.
I
would not be surprised.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. That was absolutely delicious. And the trumpet. Is that Charlie Parker?
No. Charlie Parker played the saxophone. This is Miles Davis from 1957.
Okay.
It's a piece that he called Generique from 1957.
Oh, God.
For a movie that was never shown in the United States. It's actually a French movie. And one of my boys put me up on it. It's Asseneur pour les Enfants.
Fuck, now you speaking French, really? Really?
I had to find the music.
Oh my God.
So.
I want it for you to be my poetry. Oh my God. I wish that's what I would say some shit. Like, you know what? I'm trying to tell you, I lose complete control of agency of my body. I couldn't help myself. That was exquisite. And the music, the horn in the background, just was like, it was good. It was just like the icing on the cake. I love that piece. And you already know I'm a fan, so man, Diva. Did he do the thing to you?
I've been a fan since day one. I can't call it. Let somebody talk to me that way. This one I'm cracking. And better, and look, I might have a ring, too. Okay. I might have a ring. I put it on. Anybody talk to me like that?
I am extremely humbled, ladies, and I like writing like this, sort of like the piece that I wrote that says, "Can I take your smile on a date?"
Yeah. Oh.
So these pieces are continuation of stories. So if I can take your smile on a date, can you be my poetry?
Oh my God!
And then there's other pieces that tell the rest of the story. Again, this tags onto the whole Black Love series that I'm writing, and it's just more stuff like that. The video's going to be kind of cool because you'll actually get to see me in the videos more so than you have in other videos. But it's just the verbals. So.
Wow.
You know, pictures in the park, pictures on the train or at the train station or stuff like that.
Yeah, the visual is awesome. Keep it up. You won't get whiplash having to duck all them draws flying at you. Keep it up.
If that was only true. If it was only true. I dream big, though. I dream big. So, if it happens, I'll be like, I'm going to have a tall glass of, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you have people that actually want to see you. They want to see you perform. Yeah. And get back,
I'm going
back
to, I put in the event page, I would like to put in the event page. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
I will send both you and VIP my upcoming performance on Saturday via Zoom. Free of charge, come through and take a look at what we're trying to do. Send it to your friends and some people that y'all say want to see me, quote unquote. That's still cute. But this is a charity event. It's free. Come through and y'all get to hear some new material that I got.
Yeah.
I was told not to make it so black, but matter of fact, yeah, come through. You'll get to see some stuff. I will send it to the two of you. Share it with whomever you so choose.
Most definitely. Thank you.
I thank the two of you. So this will be a little bit different because I get to dive into a different atmosphere.
Awesome. Hmm. Oh, man.
So, listen, I know y'all got people waiting in the wings, so let me get up off of here and y'all jump back in and tag some of the folks that's behind me. I'm sorry for taking up all that time.
The pleasure was all ours.
Humidor got your favorite Cuban cigars in there, so you just go in that love lounge.
If you got a humidor, please don't get nothing from Cuba. Find me something from Guatemala or Venezuela, and we can have the funky good time I've been telling you about in my dream, baby. Baby!
Baby! Oh, no. my goodness. Whatever ones you want, I'm sure they're there. I had somebody
talking my love language. You're talking my love language. Cigars.
Girl.
Mm. One love, one mic, one poem.
One
love you both.
Okay, I
love you too. One love, one mic.
Wow. One poem.
I can't. Do that just cannot.
Girl.
And then our New York John gonna come on here and kill us as normal.
Tear us up even more, right?
I'm tired of spooning, dang it. But I'm a come on in there and let's bring him.
That's all I got. Make me spoon shit. I'm ready.
Uh-oh. All right.
Let him in.
Hello, Hav. Welcome to the Love Zone. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Javi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, because I have a new weird setup that I'm trying out. So it's my laptop directly. I'm running everything
good,
from my
though.
Laptop.
Huh? It sounds good.
Okay.
It sounds good.
Sounds nice and clear.
Are you good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna leave my thing plugged in. I was like, I'm trying to unplug my the power to it so I can move it, but I think I'm going to keep it where it's at. You hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Please don't hang up. Okay. Ladies, how are you? Hey,
Cuddle. Good. Really.
Whatnot.
Right?
Super smooth.
Well, you ain't
so
shabby.
You said what?
I said you are not too shabby yourself. You got some delectable.
I'm decent.
He cut off last night too. You are crystal clear. You sound very, very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this setup from now on, because I had to get in the lab and they'd be like, yo, you can do this with your hook. I was like, really? I was like, I don't have to do which one. I could be away from my, from I can literally run it through it, and I guess when you put it through the laptop, it comes that much clearer and easier to deal with.
It is. It's extremely clear. There's no lagging. No background or anything. It sounds really good. No feedback or anything. It's good.
Well, that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to rock with this thing. Yes.
Mojave, do you have any regrets in your life? Okay. That was quick.
Oh, Lord, the laugh.
Yeah, listen. You know what?
All right. Yeah.
Of all the regrets that I would say that I have, but all your regrets and all the things that do lead you back to where you are currently, it's a sense of growth. You know, you might want to say, I should have zigged when I should have zagged. But if you're in all your form, you know, you're okay. You know, I used to think that I was heartbroken with a particular person, but I realized that heartbreak led me to having my son and the joyous occasion and blessing that he was. So I could never be mad or regret, you know? I realized that when you have regrets, it's because you didn't do what you were supposed to do or try to do everything you needed to do. So my thing is to always try to get certain things done. I get angry a lot. I get mad, but normally when I get the chance, I get to go and be me and grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like that.
Yeah.
I really like
Absolutely.
That.
Okay. That's what's up. Unfinished business. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And you know, I have to commend you on the show last night. I can't rave about it enough. It was so dope. Everything about it. The energy was right. The poets was on time. I mean, the whole studio had to have been on fire. I know y'all pulled out some fire extinguishers because the mics was left smoking. It was dope, yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
Yeah, I was tearing it down.
Man, that was a great show. I really enjoyed myself this night. That was up, definitely.
Well, everybody was on one, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. That was up.
I'll take it. Hey, the show is good because everybody was there and everybody participated. Everybody did their thing. And so that's the beauty of it all. You know, it was a great show because there were great people with great energy and all kinds of love there. So that's always like the best thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree. So Mojave, what do you have for us tonight to listen to?
You said what?
I said, what do you have tonight for us to listen to?
I'm glad you asked me that question. All right. Mm-hmm. You can have something with a melancholy mood that's unfinished and not ready, or you could have something that I ended up writing something else to it, which I might have done before, but I think I added this to it, and I think it makes it perfect or better than what it was. So what would you like?
So call Diva.
Let's go with the latter. Let's go with the latter, okay?
I got you. All right. I got it. All right. Let's try this out. Let me see. Where are you? Oh, here you are. All right. So I'm going to check the level first. Just tell me if it's okay. Is that good?
Yeah, that is good, actually.
Okay. Then I'll just go.
Mike is yours.
I can no longer carry the sharp cracked pieces of heart. I've heated them to core temperatures in the kiln of intentions. The mention of love is who that must not be spoken of. It's triggering. I'm figuring that the silence was a darkness that my heart was used to hearing. I walked into a clearing, a field full of daisy, grass soft against tired feet, nearing this wild animal who I captured so many times, but not without being scarred, sometimes mauled. The haul of three incredible treasures is my mess, but I forget and have forgotten the honey dripping and the slow sipping that runs hot and sweetly over the tongue of my soul. The slow message of the massage and melody open for introspection, the covering, the waiting, the needing, the exchange of kiss and caress, bodies blessed, intimate connection, and there you are, standing still, wandering about, waiting for me to love again. Sometimes we wait for storms to abate, not knowing what it feels like to dance in the rain. We may allow pain to paint our emotional gate, eliminating the pacing or new love that we are facing. We become better, not following the letter of the law to seek satisfaction, to understand our attraction. We faction our being into different compartments, an apartment that our emotions live, afraid to give. But you make me free. I'm ready to be, become, be where you are from, to share space, to create a place in you that I call home. Home.
Y'all be killing me with these endings. God,
I have to go to bed tonight.
Child, yes, you and me both. But I ain't going to be in no time. Shit.
Oh, boy.
Lord have mercy. And the emphasis on it, it's a soft emphasis on it at that. I'm like, damn. Yes.
Hey, Don, you better duck too.
I'm trying to tell you, watch out. Y'all think it's going to get whiplash on them draws he's throwing at you. Because y'all make panties just fly off. Yeah, that's what y'all do.
Say what?
Lord. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love, you know, that's home. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Lord.
That was wonderful. You know,
thank you.
When he does things like this, all I could do is sigh. I can't do anything else. It's like, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Just like.
I'm trying to tell
you. Mm-hmm. You can't help yourself.
Okay.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Now,
can't do it.
Okay. Now, we let Poet Laureate escape without telling us what he got going on in the Epiphany universe, but this one right here, we can't let him get away without letting us know what he got going on.
All right.
So,
well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Of course, we're going to be doing the ultimate War Council next week. We got a lot of good topics. I think that we're stuck between two, but it's going to be good stuff. And actually, I think I came up with the perfect way to do both. But we're going to be talking about love bombing, you know, truth versus lies, things of that sort. And then we're going to be talking about, I forgot the other thing that was going to happen, but it's going to be serious business. We're going to get in there, we're going to talk, we're going to kick it. It's going to be something amazing and incredible. And then for the next Fly Speak, I'm going to be utterly ridiculous because the word has spread, people coming forth. We're going to pack it in. We're going to bring some more incredible poets through. And we're going to rock out with our socks out. It's going to be serious business.
All right.
That's awesome. Thank you. All right.
Well, thank you, Mojave. I mean, I cannot. I don't know how I'm going to go to bed tonight or go to sleep tonight doing J-Rob messing up. All right, but
J-Rob is that dude. That's the guy. J-Rob is the guy.
Oh, y'all.
I just want to say, I wish I had thought of that first. That's too fly for words.
That is like one of the dopest lines. Can I just go? Smile. I'm trying to tell you, a woman can't help but smile. Even if she just was not the one that he was speaking to, if she was just in the vicinity and overheard that, she would smile.
Mm.
You can't help but. Mm. Like, that's so sweet.
And he be trying to act like he ain't smooth, man. Listen, that's just...
man, I tell him all the time.
You ain't the same
mother.
Yeah,
man.
Yes. You're a serious romantic. You just got that swoon. You get me that swoon almost every single. I'm thinking, I should have had a drink first or something. Oh, what?
Give me that swoon.
Drink? What?
I need some ice on it. It's just that I just love his speeches. I mean, I remember when I first. Online, of course, but met Mojave, and he shared some of his poetry with me, and I was like, okay, this is good. Oh, my goodness. Like, where's the book? Where's the other book? And where's the third book and the fifth? Because I just could not imagine his poetry not worldwide. I just couldn't imagine it. It was just that good to me. I'm thinking, no. So, yes, you got June too.
Yes,
I did.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That's a very high compliment coming from you. I appreciate it.
I'm just never going to go after you. I ain't going after you. I have to go before you. In poetry, spit a piece, I'll go before you. I ain't coming after you. Because no. It's like, no.
That's why we say ladies first.
I know, but I might even have to make an exception this time. Because it's very difficult coming, second after some daggone great poetry as yours. I'm like, nope, can't do it. But anyway, thank you so much. Guess what? I got some seafood for you in the lounge. All the seafood that you can have, everything you can want is in the love lounge. I hope the brother.
Wow.
Listen, listen. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yep. I'm beginning to know everybody's little, Yep, but thank you so much, Hal. One love, one more.
Just real quick, just a sidebar, and this, I'm starting to like where I live at already. I walk to the store. Last time I walked, I had a problem because I was wearing foam posits. It wasn't a good idea. But I put on my Jordan ones, Honey Dripper hoodie, stepped to the store, went to the Dominican spot. This is what happened. I got two big pieces of avocado salad. I got pernil. What else I got? The steak, pernil. I was like, there's something else. I'm trying to think what else I got. I got rice and beans. I got six drinks. One being a 2 liter. $22.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
He's like, yeah, $22, Papa. I was like, that's it? Because you see food, because I really went looking for turkey legs. I really did. I went looking at it because they had the turkey legs. I said, oh, I'll be back for the turkey legs. And they were like,
I didn't hear the word turkey in there at all.
I went looking for the turkey legs first because turkey legs was good to me. Matter of fact, it made me sleep. Make me pass out. You know how hard it is to make me sleep. I ate that food. The itis came slapped me real quick. And they was like, no, Friday. He was like, Friday, you get the turkey legs. So I was like, word? So I was like, feeling some kind of way. And then I was like, yo, is that steak? They was like, yeah. I said, how much is the steak? They said, oh, you can get it with the dinner. I said, how much would it cost me for two of those big things? She even told me what the price was. She just threw it in the thing. And I was just like, yo, man. I was like, wait a second. I just G'd off crazy. I didn't even finish all the food. I got a bunch of food just sitting in my face. I didn't even finish the avocado salad. The avocado salad was delicious.
I know it was.
Man, listen.
Love the avocado.
I couldn't finish the rice and beans, and they put the extra beans on top. Everything was seasoned excellently, man. I was like, man, if they make beans and rice like that, I could be a vegetarian. I really could. Them beans was right to me. It was good.
It was that good?
Anyway, yeah, it was good. It was good. Everything was seasoned good,
Wow.
And then on fact, I don't have no microwave, so, if I'm going to warm it up, I'm throw it in the air fryer, it's going to be good again.
All right.
It was a business. But anyway, okay, that's what's up. Had to give my inner fat boy a chance. But, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye. All right.
I love you.
Bye.
What's
bye. Bye. See you later. See you later.
See you later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, Lord.
Lord. Oh, God.
Wait. I don't know if J. Rob is out here. Like, and good day to you, sir. And good day to the you, sir. Oh, man.
Lord, I have.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Eva, he is a mess. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh, we got one last caller that wants to come through, though. Yeah, the CEO wants to come up in here.
All right, well then, hey.
Hey, for real, how you doing?
What's good?
I love when you say that.
Can y'all be hurting me?
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm in the room with a patient. I might be disturbed, so bear with me if that happens. But yeah, I'm watching the patient right now. But I'm listening to my brother Mojave do his thing, and I was like, yeah, that motherfucker's crazy. The laughter was wholeheartedly killing me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I'm listening to some nice poetry tonight, y'all. And it's really nice, really nice. So I decided to press one and try to get in here. You know what I'm saying? Hi, Ms. VIP.
Hello, sugar. How are you?
Hey, sweet dumplings.
Oh, my.
My socks are
I'm
off and they're wet.
I'm blushing, right?
I took my wet socks off. And, yeah, they were wet.
They were wet. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were wet, baby. So, I heard J-Rob doing his one thing. I heard J-Rob doing his thing, too. And it was good poetry tonight.
Yes. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, you know. I'm at the plantation, and I just had me a couple slices of pizza. Then they told me I was isolated with a patient, which I said would change because they look like they got a lot of work out there on the floor. So I ran in here, and I closed the door, and I said, ha, 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 ha. Because they were calling my name. Everybody calling my name. I need your help, Larry. I need your help. I'm like, no, I'm in a room with a patient. Baby. I usually complain about it, but tonight I was like, yeah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is a God. Shannon Abosa. There is a God.
You ran and closed the door and said, ha, 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 ha.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
That's funny.
Yes, I did. I'm just, you know, we're going to be taking care of this one patient. I'm on a one-to-one, what we call a one-to-one. Just had a long transplant, and they be on some really strong medications. You would think they would sleep, but the medication they be on is the strongest meds that you'll ever be on, but yet they have the strength to pull out IVs, traits, and things like that. So, oh, yeah, they try to get out of bed. Yes, restraint and everything. So I have to sit in there and monitor them, make sure they don't do none of those things. Yeah, so I hope the night goes smooth and pray for both me and the
Oh, most definitely. My goodness.
It can be very stressful to spend your whole shift with a patient that's going through that, those things, you know. Those behaviors.
I'm sure. Goodness. Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine.
You know, what can you do, you know? But, you know, I love what I do, and I have no regrets of doing it. You know, I think God placed me. God places us in places that we need to be placed in. You know, we just need to understand and be accepting to Him, and realize, you know, only a few are chosen. So accept your appointment. And I have accepted my appointment.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, it's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Same here. Same here. Y'all have been away for so such a long time. With the moving and doing different things. This feels good to be back on the air a little bit, talking to you ladies.
Yeah. It's good to hear you back on the air. Yeah. And I have to say, you look quite dashing in your red scrub. I really, really, you look very, very, you know. Yeah, I put that out there.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to that color, bright red, you know, and that could set some patients off, mental patients, you know, they see that red. I like it. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. And I gotta congratulate you again on your new spot, man, and the progress that you're making. That's so awesome.
Yeah, you must send me your new address, darling.
Send you my new address, you said?
Yeah, you must inbox me your new address. I'll send you something.
Oh yeah. Oh, you best believe that I'm gonna inbox you my new address. I'm waiting for the I'm waiting for my new bed, by the way.
Okay.
I'll inbox you once it arrives so you can help me test out its softness.
Oh, Lord, here you go.
Or its firmness, depending on which way you want to go with it. You know. I'm working with medium firmness tonight.
Medium firmness.
Yes, I like it medium firm. With a little jiggle.
A little jiggle.
Yes, a little jiggle. That's a little. I wanted to bounce back. I like that bounce back.
The bounce back? Okay.
Yeah, the bounce back. I love bounce back.
Ooh. My. Okay.
Yes. I like a little boing, 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 boing. Boing, boing is good. All night long.
Well, dear. Are you going to ask him the question, Diva? She's trying to
get me to stop talking.
Not really. I will ask the question, though.
Are you ready for the question of the evening, Pharrell?
Sure, why not?
The question is, do you have any regrets in life?
Do I have any regrets? I would say I have many. I have archived regrets by the shitload. But as one person said tonight, and I quote her, Edwina, who said that there's a blessing in the lesson. So if you take those things that you once regret and learn to live with it, learn to deal with those regrets, and we have learned from those regrets, it kind of washes those away. And I've spent so many years actually not programming myself, but dealing with myself and the regrets that I once had and soothing, you know, to soothe my pain. Because a lot of the regrets were attached to pain, sorrow, anger, things of that nature. And I had to get past those. I had to get past those things. So listening and learning from past mistakes, regrets, whatever you want to call them, getting over them is what I live by today, what I live for today. I want to put myself in a position where I'm at peace. So in order to do that, I have to deal with me. I don't look at the other. I don't look at the end of my finger. I no longer point at things that I allow to happen in my life. People that fucked over me. Things that got past me. People that swore they got over. Good night. I look at me. I deal with me. And I'm so serious about that. I have no time to place blame. It's anything, and I don't even want to blame myself. I just know what I allow, and I know things that happen, and I work to make things in the future better. So I do not surround myself in those areas. If it's a negative vibe, I'm out of there, or I handle it to make sure that I let that negativity know that this is not a place for you in my presence. So yes, I have an archive. I have a library of them, okay? But they, when I think of those, They don't shut me down. They keep me moving forward.
Okay.
I like that.
So, yes, I
can. I can appreciate that. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Wow. That's all right.
You got to be strong. Yeah?
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Absolutely.
You got to be strong.
Absolutely. And it does take a lot of what's in you to muster up that strength, especially when you have things that you haven't made peace with or learned from. When you're in the process of letting them go and just knowing, you know, taking from them what you can and keeping it moving. Wow, that was pretty dope what you said. I like that. I forgot what else I was going to say, but oh shit.
Was
well.
Sexual? Was it sexual?
Actually, no, it wasn't this time. You got off easy this so. No, it wasn't sexual at all.
Ms. Yappy, what's so funny, Ms. Yappy?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Han Lunch, you have a piece for us to listen to tonight?
To listen to? Yes.
Well,
I found something old of mine. I don't even know how it popped up. I wrote it in 2016, I believe. I know I have a track of it. I'm going to send you ladies the track when you chase it to remind you. But this is called If She Would Just. And I'm not used to really spitting this. Performing it on a track is a little different. So I don't know if I can bring it. I want to see if I can bring it to life for you ladies. And it's kind of short compared to my pieces, you know. But it's called If She Would Just.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. If she would just let me hold her just one last time. If she would just call me, let me hear her voice one last time. If she could just hear mine, if I could make an appeal to take all the blame, anything to hear her smile again. Two images, one frame. Picture that again. Back in love again. Hoping that she hears in heartfelt prayers I whisper her name, so distant her ears. But in the distance I pray that she hears it. I pray that she feels it. My pain. I hope that she hears it. if she would guess, if she could guess, then maybe I could breathe again. Breathe again. Sing again. Sleep again. In peace again. If she would guess, if she would guess, let me be. Let me be again. Just to breathe again. Back to love again. If she would just, if she would just thrill.
Mm. Peace. Wow. Wow. Mm. If she would just, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Here's another one. Can you see you can sing I'm in a little smooth cell.
Yeah, you said you wrote that when? In 2016?
2016. That's in the book of Chocolate, Poems of Love, Life, and Circumstances. That's a heartbreak piece. That's a piece that's written after a relationship gone bad. Ending. And you're wishing that you could still communicate some kind of way with that other person. And that's why I was saying she would just. You know,
okay.
That's that piece.
Wow. That was awesome. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, you're much welcome.
Before we let you escape off into the Love Lounge, could you tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe, please?
Okay. Every other Monday, following Do What You Like, at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, you can find myself, Ferrota Bordelli, Miss Curly Negras, and my boy Poetic, a.k.a. Dan Metal, at the Soul Cafe, where we pick up our pens to create some poetry right there on the spot as I throw out some phrases, play some songs, and all that piece must be done before the end of the song. And we do some open mic the first half of the program. You bring what you like to that part of the show. And we have a lot of fun and laughs, and we discuss the creativity, what motivates us to write, what moves our pen. And we discuss those things. It's a little different than your average show because we get to share who we are as poets right there on the spot. And that's the Soul Cafe every other Monday night at Epiphany Radio. So baby, baby, back to you, Miss Curly VIP.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, y'all come on through Monday night. You have a great time. Yes. In fact, put your feet up and take your socks off, baby, baby.
Mm-hmm. All night long. All night long.
Diva, back to you.
Back to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, darling.
Oh, you're welcome, my sweet love.
Don't forget my message, okay?
I got you, sweetheart. Thank you, ladies, for doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. It's been a great show tonight. I love the energy. I'm sitting here just patient. I feel ashamed of myself because my left nipple just got hard when I heard your voice.
Oh, God. No. My glasses just fell off my face when you said
that. Oh, my. Well, okay, Lord. All right. But anyway, sweet. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic. Good night, sweet thing.
Good night. Good Lord. Good night, darling.
Good night.
He is a hot mess. I'll try to tell you. Diva.
Yes.
This is a great show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of our show, and I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was a great show, and I do appreciate everyone who did come out. And so even those who are listening online, thank you so much. So with that said, my friends and some fam, please be careful. This virus is not over. Just wear your mask everywhere you go. Keep your distance. Y'all stay safe. God bless you guys. Eva?
Yes. What she said. You guys, I love y'all for calling in, giving those fire pieces, being the dope poets that you are, people that listened and called in, and people that streamed online. Thank you very, very much. And love you guys. And just want to say peace.
Body gonna do me, je, run the matter inside the keke na pepe.